Hey everyone, Leo Weston here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating life's crazy roller coaster. Ever feel like you're constantly on edge, teetering between calm and chaos? You know that feeling when deadlines loom, traffic jams stretch into eternity, or the boss throws a curveball your way? Yeah, me too. And let's be honest, we live in a world designed to push our buttons. But what if I told you there's a secret weapon against all that pressure? It's not some fancy meditation technique or Zen retreat, though those are cool too. It's about mastering your emotions and learning to stay calm under fire. Because let's face it, life isn't always a picnic in the park. It throws curveballs, unexpected challenges, and moments that can make you want to pull your hair out. But here's the thing, how we react to those moments makes all the difference. We can either let anger, frustration, or stress take the wheel, or we can choose to navigate those choppy waters with grace and composure. So today, let's dive into 5 golden nuggets that can help you become a master of your emotions and stay cool as a cucumber even when things heat up. First, recognize those warning signs. You know, the tightness in your chest, the racing heartbeat, or the urge to lash out. These are your body's SOS signals, telling you that stress is peaking. Learn to identify them early because that's your cue to hit the brakes before things escalate. Second, breathe. I know, it sounds cliche, but deep breathing exercises are seriously underrated superpowers. When you feel pressure building, take a few slow, deep breaths, focusing on inhaling calmness and exhaling tension. This can instantly shift your energy from frantic to focused. Think of it like hitting the reset button for your nervous system. Third, reframe your thinking. Ever notice how our thoughts often spiral into negativity? When you're feeling pressured, those negative thought patterns can amplify your stress levels. Instead of dwelling on what's going wrong, try shifting your perspective. Challenge those negative thoughts and replace them with more positive or realistic ones. Fourth, prioritize self-care. This isn't about bubble baths and face masks, though those are great. It's about carving out time for activities that genuinely recharge you. Whether it's exercise, reading a good book, spending time in nature, or simply taking a break from screens. When you nurture yourself, you build resilience against stress. And finally, remember, you don't have to go it alone. Talk to someone you trust, a friend, family member, therapist, or mentor. Sharing your feelings and getting support can lighten the load and provide valuable perspective. Let me tell you a story that illustrates these points perfectly. Imagine Sarah, a high-powered marketing executive with a million things on her plate. A major presentation looms, deadlines are crunching, and her team is facing unexpected hurdles. Sarah feels the pressure mounting, her mind races, her stomach twists, and she starts snapping at everyone around her. Sound familiar? But then, Sarah remembers to take a deep breath. She steps away from her desk for a few minutes, goes for a brisk walk in the fresh air, and allows herself to process her emotions. When she returns, she reframes her thinking. Instead of focusing on the challenges, she focuses on solutions. She breaks down the overwhelming task into smaller, manageable steps and rallies her team with renewed enthusiasm. By prioritizing self-care and seeking support from her colleagues, Sarah navigates the pressure storm with grace and composure, delivering a successful presentation and inspiring her team in the process. Remember, folks, mastering your emotions isn't about becoming a Zen master overnight. It's a journey of learning, practicing, and adapting. But by applying these key takeaways, recognizing warning signs, practicing deep breathing, reframing negative thoughts, prioritizing self-care, and seeking support, you can become a superhero of calm even in the most chaotic situations. So go out there, take charge of your emotions, and stay cool under pressure. And don't forget to share this episode with anyone who needs a little dose of chill vibes. See you back here tomorrow for another exciting journey into the frustration furnace, where we turn anger into action.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.